everyone. Welcome to season two of The Runs. I decided to do another season of this podcast. I wasn't sure if I was going to or not. And as I'm getting ready to release season two, I'm kind of wondering, like, why do another one? I've recorded all but the very last episode, which I'm recording next week as I record this, is November 1st. I'll probably release this in a few weeks. But the episodes I've been solely recording all year, so there's some pretty funny, outdated things you'll see if you're following them as they're released. Some things that I wonder what'll happen, and they happened months ago now. I always skip these preamble intro episodes. I never really want to listen to what the host has to say on their own. So maybe you're listening to this. I don't know. Maybe you're skipping to the next episode. But I just thought I'd take a minute, do a little intro to the second season. I was just thought about like why to do more episodes of this. I guess I just like doing it, you know. And you're supposed to create content, I guess, is a big thing. I'm really not good at posting on social media and kind of asking people for their attention. But it's so necessary to keep afloat as a working artist. And so, I don't know, this is something that to me feels sincere, or like doing it because I like doing it. I like having the conversations with people. I think a lot of it's that, just like appreciating a medium and different genre work. And it's nostalgic looking back on stuff that was influential to me. Or in some cases, stuff I've never read before that was influential to someone else. That's fun too. Just to share insights with people who do something similar to what you do. Not everyone who does this show with me as a guest makes comics, but a lot of them do. I always like to see what people notice or what inspired them sharing. I guess it's kind of a nostalgia show, you know, and sharing a culture, this weird subculture of comics that's so obscure and such a broad shared experience at the same time. I've been thinking about it a lot too. Eric Jones died maybe a while ago now as I'm recording this. I don't keep track of time very well now. Since I had a kid, I don't know when anything happened. But Eric Jones was a cartoonist that I knew as a teenager. He passed away this year. He did, he drew some comics for Slave Labor Graphics, kind of in their heyday. He did a series called X-Ray, and then a series called Little Gloomy. And, I don't know, probably some Star Wars comics, Batman Brave and the Bold. But he was the first kind of working towards making a living at it. Cartoonist I knew. We both worked at the same comic store that he worked at when I was in high school. And I was just kind of like my hero when I was a teenager in some ways. He probably would be annoyed that there would be a tribute to him on something like this. You know, I don't know, maybe people want to be remembered, but so lame to be like the second season of my goofy podcast. I'm going to reminisce about Eric Jones. But I don't know, he's someone who really impacted me and someone who made comics. That was what he wanted to do. That was what he loved to do. And he lived in that world, you know? To me, it's always been this sort of world I live in. Like, just being obsessed with comics, you know? I'm sitting in my office right now and there's just comics everywhere. Just like bursting out, piles of comics. And, you know, and there's something to it. The comic book people, everyone's sort of hurt inside or worried about something. It's such a strange space to be in, but it's something I've shared with people for a long time. And, I don't know, something looking back on it or remembering the work, remembering some falling through the cracks work, like talk about Nth Man this season, which I never would have read if it didn't come up. And there's just something about it, just sort of living in that space, you know. you ever go like in the basement of a bargain bin comics thing, there's something, a basement full of comics is like the most specific smell, and it's just so soothing to me. I'm really excited about some of the guests I had this season. One thing that's motivated me to do this too is like you can ask people in comics. There's not a very many people that are unapproachable. Some people have like a handler and you can't get a hold of them, but you know, like five people. It's mostly like you can email your heroes. You know, I sent Peter Bagg a message and I asked him if he'd do the show and he said, yeah. And he's totally one of my all-time favorite cartoonists. And I have to, as much as I can, try to shut it off when I have a conversation with him. Not just be like, whoa, it's Peter Bagg. Or Diana Schutz. I got to do an episode. She's such like a living legend person. Like someone who really had an impact on comics. On the way comics are perceived and what was possible to create in American comics. That's crazy. And she's just been in Portland for as long as I've been here. And we both taught in the comic studies program at PSU, so she'd be in meetings and stuff. I was so scared of her. And she's not scary at all. She's super nice, but she's just like a big deal, you know, and just smart, you know, and like knows what to say. So, yeah, just getting to talk with these people, you know, talking with Julia Grafair about Squee Comics. It's just funny, you know, it's so funny to me because she's sort of a fine arts comics artist. And then she, like, her nostalgic thing was just what I thought was this really dumb comic, you know. So, yeah, it's just a fun opportunity to talk with people. Just share this stuff, you know? So that's what it is for me. And then also there are a couple of reasons, like more maybe specific reasons why I decided to do a second season of this, besides just that I would like to have those conversations. I don't really like recording them or thinking about that people might actually hear them. And I don't like editing them and posting them and stuff, but I like having the conversations, like, but the other reasons I thought to do this were, well, one thing that happened I'm not really super allowed to talk about yet is, one of the guests from season one, I ask everyone what their dream run would be, and one of them talked about sort of a creator-owned dream run project, and then later I followed up with that creator and said, hey, I wouldn't mind working on that with you. And then we pitched it and we're releasing it. It's coming out, I think, this summer of 2024, right? Wow, time. So I'm working on that right now. I'm not supposed to say what it is. This is coming out in a couple of weeks, so I think I still can't say what it is. But yeah, it's my first kind of main, it's not really mainstream, it's a small publisher, but it's like the first time I've gotten a page rate from a company, and I just worked with an artist. It's the first time I've worked with a writer on a genre thing. Like, I've been doing nonfiction comics for 20 years. So anyway, that was to me a little bit of like, oh, this is a way to connect with people. And I hate to say networking, because it's, I can't like network with anyone that I don't actually want to talk to, which maybe I would be doing better professionally if that wasn't true. But, it's a way to connect with people, and to me, try to genuinely connect with people. And so I think that came, that's where that came out of, is a genuine interest in the idea this creator had, and I guess an appreciation of what each other were doing. So that was really cool. That to me was just like, oh, there's some piece of this is working. And then one of my guests this season is Mark Ginocchio, who I hope I'm not pronouncing his name wrong. I get so stressed about. I know, I'm pretty sure it's Mark Ginocchio, who does the amazing Spider Talk podcast, who I've met informally and been on a different podcast with. I liked the idea of asking him to do this, and then he messaged me and he said he liked the show and asked if I was doing any more. And like, there's only one person said that, but you know, maybe that's all you need. If that's all you get, then that's all you need. But I don't know. Again, too, I was a little bit like, okay, you know, something's... I respect that guy. I like his podcast, and he liked this. So I don't know. Made me feel like maybe I should be doing this. Oh yeah, I got a I got one review on iTunes that I'd like to share too. It's a positive review. I have a few ratings, and they're all positive. But only one person wrote a review, and I thought it was funny. It's from Hulkenberg Smash, who I hope is listening to this. And thanks for writing a review. Said, I came across this podcast by chance. I'm a huge fan of comic book history, so the show really scratches that itch. Great podcast, but you couldn't have picked a worse title. So, I had to think about that. I didn't mean to pick a bad title. I thought it was catchy and kind of funny. And I just always thought of that runs of comics, the runs, you know, maybe it's like a having worked at a comic book store thing, you know, use these phrases, GNs for graphic novels, and I thought it was something people would remember, and it was one of those things where I just decided, and it just, there wasn't another option to me, it's just what I wanted to call it, although I think it's listed as the Runs Podcast. Yeah, and I wish I'd called it the Runs Comics Podcast. I was really annoyed with myself after I set it up. So, in my mind, it's called the Runs Comics Podcast. But anyway, that was funny. I'm sorry you didn't like it, but I hope you still like the show. I think that's enough. I just, thanks for being here with me, for coming to this space with me. And, kind of sharing in memories of comics, just going back and looking through. I guess the last thing I'll say, too, is I think what motivates me to make this is I'm always looking for podcasts like this. I work in the studio for, like, hours and hours and hours, and I'm always looking for things like podcasts that I can sort of half listen to. It's like nerds talking about a thing I already know about, because I can sort of half listen, and if the people are likable, I can really enjoy a podcast like that. So I guess my whole, I wouldn't call this part of my career, but my creative output, my career, has been making things that I'm like, hey, that should be a thing. Like this premise, talking about runs of comic books and maybe even going through them. Oh, that's the other thing. I have a couple returns, like Alex Robinson, because he's a good buddy of mine. And he and I continue John Byrne's Fantastic Four run, and then Whit Taylor. We're continuing the run of Hate. And it was really funny to me, too, to have Peter Bagg on an episode this season and also talk about him this season. That's feels weird to do that. It seems like a weird thing to do to me. Oh, but anyhow, the point of that was just that I don't know if I would listen to this show if I didn't know myself. That's impossible to answer, but if I found the hosts likable or even tolerable, I feel like I would listen to this podcast. So that's why I make it, and I hope people don't mind listening to me. I try not to even think about that stuff, you know? Like, oh, and I guess try to be kind of neutral or not too... I don't know, you know, it's so, makes you never want to release anything to think about what you might sound like to someone, but I hope you like it. Anyway, thanks for being here on this show. We've got a lot of really cool stuff this season, 12 episodes. I mentioned a few guests, not all of them. There'll be a full rundown, and, you know, I'll release one a week till all 12 come out, but I had a really fun time doing this, and, I got to read some stuff I never had read and maybe wouldn't have read otherwise. And it's just a good time. I like having this time with people and sharing it with you. So, yeah, maybe write it. I would love to get another review. If I had two reviews, that'd be incredible. And maybe one that doesn't say the title sucks. That's my goal. If I get a review by someone who doesn't say that the title sucks, then I'll do a season 3. I don't know if I'm doing a season 3. I'm on the fence about that. But, you know, love comics. Remember the comics that were formative to you or that you enjoyed or that kept you, I don't know, inspired or out of trouble or, like, just, you know, I don't know, that feeling sitting inside reading comics. I just remember that, you know, I just remember being 15 and reading all of Miracle Man in like a weekend. And that was one of the great experiences, one of the runs, you know. So I just, that feeling is what I would like to share with all of you. So I hope you get some sense of that. And yeah, here we go.